DJW Mobile.
4BG, how are you doing this morning?
The DGE, Bravo, Golf, Echo, did I get that right? I'm doing good, how are you?
You sure got it right. Quick question for you, how's my audio coming in for you?
Sounds like you and the dog that barked are sitting in the seat next to me. Did I hear a dog bark?
You probably heard my youngest, she's only 8 months old. She makes a lot of crazy noises. Well, I'm glad I'm making it into this repeater. I haven't really had a chance to talk on it yet. Just put it in the ham radio. I'm located out in the Pisgah Forest area up in North Carolina.
Oh, you sound so good. You got direct line of sight over there to Caesar's Head from where you are, most likely. Yeah, because it sounds like you're sitting right next to the repeater.
I hope you're having a wonderful drive, and the weather's nice. I know it's been kind of crummy up here a little bit here the past week.
Absolutely, spot on there. It is beautiful. No clouds, just a blue sky, no rain. Sunshine falling on half brown, half green grass, and the wind's not blowing. What more can you ask for?
You're right. I mean, ain't nothing like a good, beautiful day, I tell you. Especially since I like being outdoors a lot. I thoroughly enjoy it. So, what does the travel have in store for you today?
To Slosky's. We usually eat there we get food from there once a month. And it's probably been 2 months or more since we had any. So I'm just headed over to Slosky's on... right off of right off of 85 on Pelham Road, and I'm in Greer. So it's a little bit of a drive, but it's worth it.
I've been to Greer quite a few times down to the drag strip down there, and yeah, it seems like you might be a little overdue for some Slotskys. That's a good place. My wife likes eating there.
But it's a long drive. When my wife and I met, she lived in Greer, and I lived over at Oak Ridge Apartments over there near Slosky's off Pelham Road. And she would tell her son at the time that they were going to Greenville. They would call that trip going to Greenville when they'd come over to the house. So, yeah, it is kind of a ways. Anyway, 8 months old, huh? That's pretty young. You enjoying life as a new father?
Sure. It's my first daughter. I have two sons, and then this is my first daughter, so... And, you know, I wanted a boy and a girl, and I got two boys and one girl, and, though it's stressful sometimes, you can't beat this kind of experience in life, you know?
Look, take as much time as you can now, because when you blink your eyes and turn around, they'll be adults, and making you grandchildren. It does not take long.
Right about that, I tell you. I remember when I was young, I was in a hurry to grow up, and now I'm like, man, what did I rush for? Now I want time to slow down because I don't want my kids to hurry and grow up. You know what I mean?
Dick on their head. to hold them back. Hold them down because they grow up so, so fast. But anyway, I know you'll enjoy that. So how long have you been a ham radio operator? What got you into ham?
Younger, I was on CB in high school. All of our friends and us, we would all get together in the woods and communicate back and forth, you know, whether we were riding a trail or just, you know, going on just a drive, like a Sunday drive or whatever. And I wanted to do ham, but I always thought it was expensive. And then a friend of mine that I worked with, he was like, hey, man, I'm going to go get my ham radio operator's license. You want to go? I said, man, that stuff's expensive. He's like, dude, look at this. He showed me some handy talkies and stuff. I said, all right, we're going to do it. So I think I'm about a year and a half into it. But I actually liked it so much that I got my technicians. And then I waited a little while. And then one night, my wife helped me study till 4 in the morning. And then the next morning, I progressed to general.
When you're ready, you're ready. That's the same way I did it did my upgrade. I went back then you had to have 5-word CW and you had to go through novice, technician, general, and then extra. I went through novice, technician, and general in the first pass, and then I waited a year and did extra. But when you're ready, that's what I did. When I decided I was ready for extra, I just found the closest place to me and the nearest point in time, because I didn't want to waste any time, and that was Atlanta. So the day that they were giving the test, I drove down there, took my test, and drove back home and knocked it out. When you're ready, you're ready, right?
Yeah, another thing that kind of got me into ham radio is CB can be kind of vulgar nowadays, which it probably was then, but then again, I mostly talked to friends on them. And I never got into it as deep as I got into ham radio. But not the vulgarity, because I like that people aren't so vulgar on here. And not only that, but when I first started in here, noticing how welcoming and how genuine and friendly people are on these repeaters, man, it's really awesome. Like, I mean, it's almost like a unspoken bond and family, and you can't beat that. I was just showing my wife, I have a little notepad that I keep and write stuff down with. It's like, it don't matter what kind of problem you have, they'll try to give you any answer. If you can't get the right answers, we'll give you the wrong ones at least. You know what I mean?
You'll get an answer, or two, or three, or four, either way you go. It is a good source of information. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about ham radio either. You can ask questions about just about anything. You find somebody whose profession was either that or touched on that, that can give you some good advice. So it is a good source. Now that I'm getting older, and I guess it's always been around me, I just never paid attention to it, but now that I'm getting older, I have to start making trips to the doctor's office, which is something I never did in over 60 years. And the amount of people that know about the things that I'm going through now already and, you know, fill you in on it, you just can't beat it. It's health, ham radio, mechanics, education, it doesn't matter. You can usually get good info. It's kind of like the internet before the internet.
About that, station recognized, go ahead.
If what they say is the older you get, for Christmas you get a new ologist. Good afternoon, Dave, and other station, didn't catch your name, but welcome to the repeater. Name here is Jimmy, Juliet, India, Mike, Yankee. I'm mobiling home from church to where I am going to take up my recliner for the rest of the year.
Let me see if I got it. It's a good plan. That's as good as any plan for bringing in the new year. Don't go out and do that anymore like you used to, like go down to Times Square and watch the apple fall or the ball or whatever it is. Sitting in the recliner and watching it on TV is good enough. once you've been out there and in it a few times. And go ahead, what's the other station? I don't believe I got your name either. Throw your name out there.
Here is Donnie. I'm from the Pisgah Forest area. And to me, that's mechanical work, is what my dad tells me. He says, I'm doing mechanical work. I'm putting the rear end in a recliner.
Donnie, yes. Putting a rear end in a recliner. I love it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. My arthritis is acting up today, something awful. And it was a chore just to drag my butt out of bed to go to the go to church, but still got to do the important things there. And the son is going to pick up my groceries for me at Walmart, and I have no other obligations for the day other than to do what I do every day. Nothing.
Being this morning, going back and rereading, reacquainting myself with microcontrollers, something I was working on for a while and then got away from it and forgot what I learned and have to go back. That's the bad part of getting old. You can learn something and then you can go do something else, and then when you come back, you got to relearn it.
Nothing, I tell you. I'm only 35 and I've got to the point where that sometimes happens to me. I've even got to the point where I walk into the room and turn around because I can't remember what I went in the room for.
Oh, just wait. There's more.
30 minutes, and we'll give it to you for free.
Experience similar things as time goes on. That's amazing. And you learn more about that when you get a larger audience to talk to about it on the ham radio. So I'm glad you got into it, Donnie, and I hope you're enjoying it. There's just all kinds of directions to go, other than just VHF and UHF. You're an HF station now that you've got your general. Are you setting up your HF station, or have you got one picked out?
BGE, I was letting the repeater ID because he'll win in the double. I got a Elenco HF DXSR8. I can only do one band at a time. I don't have a Ballon and some other stuff. I just recently got this HF rig probably towards the beginning of this year. And so anytime I want to switch bands, I got to make a new antenna. But I played around on some 20 meters, and then I tried, I think, 15 meters. But 15 meters, I think they called the gentleman's band. It wasn't very active. But also, I don't really have a good spot for an antenna picked out just yet. So I can only hit certain parts. Now, I made it across the pond, finally, but once I get a little bit better set up, I want to make an in-fed half-wave dipole with a 49-to-1 Ballon, I think is what it's called. But slowly but surely, we're getting there.
I have an antenna tuner.
I have an antenna tuner yet. Like I say, I'm working my way there. I'm actually borrowing a power supply until I can get one. It seems like once you save money up for something, something else goes out and takes the money you save.
I got to jump into the store real quick. Donnie, if you want to look up my call sign, it's Kilo Golf 4 Lima Sierra Lima. My email address is good on QRZ. And if you want to just shoot me an email, I'll email you back with my number and might be able to help you out with some antennas and building and that sort of stuff. I'll be back. KG4LSL.
You have yourself a good one, and don't rush too fast, life's short, and enjoy the shopping. I'll definitely give you a look up, and 73's to you, KQ4BGE, can't wait to talk again. And other station, could I also get your call sign as well?
Dave, the call is W4DJW, and catch you later, Jimmy, if you're still there. I might be at the window at the drive-thru when you get back. But, have you thought about, I don't know how much space you got, or if you're doing verticals or if you're doing horizontals. Sounds like you might be doing horizontal wire antennas. But have you thought about a multiband then? I think where Jimmy might have been headed is a multiband wire antenna and an antenna tuner will get you a lot of bands.
So I got a inverted V made out of speaker wire and a center insulator. I just got it about, I'm taking a guess, maybe 20 feet in the air, strung up in a tree. I want to get a tuner, and I was told about an in-fed half-wave dipole, but I would need a tuner and a Ballon for it. I haven't quite looked the video up yet because I don't have the tuner or the Ballon, and I look on Marketplace all the time, but it seems like any time I find one for a good deal, it's like 4 hours away.
I know what you mean. I'm swapping out a refrigerator, and I was just looking at what we're going to do with the old one, put it on Marketplace, and see what the competition is to figure out a price to move price. So I get it on doing that. But if you can get one of those, like Mystery Antenna is a multiband, the Super Loop is a multiband, and there's quite a few wire antenna configurations that'll give you multiple bands if you've got a tuner. And then, it just depends on how high you get it and what it's near to it when you put it up as to how many of those bands that you'll get. But if you got that, and if you got some way of monitoring or looking at the standing wave ratio, then you can maximize your performance without having to put up a whole lot of antennas to begin with. I think that's where Jimmy was headed, but I'm not 100% sure. W4DJW.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to get myself to that situation. I've actually grabbed a few things here and there to kind of help me set one up. I got some pulleys I found and whatnot. And hopefully I can get me something going out in the yard. And I thought about doing a vertical, but, you know, having kids, they like to mess with things, so I don't want to put it directly on the ground. And not only that, but I also rent where I'm living at, and I don't really have the option to just throw anything up. So I kind of have to, you know, try not to get too many sticks and strings, as it were said.
I live in a HOA, too, and I started out by putting double bazookas in the attic. Double bazookas, the higher bands, like 15, 17, and on up, about 10 meters, that kind of stuff. The higher they are, the smaller the antenna is. And you can get some, like a 10, for 10 meters, it's really small. But you can put those in the attic, and they do work, but it's nothing like having one outside and up high. So, and you'll get all kind of advice. You probably already are getting tons of advice on which antennas to use, and that's coming from the ham radio operators that have used those antennas successfully, just trying to help you out a little bit there. So, if there's anything I can do to help, if you've got any questions, just let me know. I'll help as much as I can. I'm about to go into the Slosky's here, so... if I don't come back, you'll know what happened. I'm in the drive-thru. W4DJW.
I'll take all the advice I can get, and if someone ends up telling me the same advice I've heard before, I'll go ahead and listen again, because it's always good to have a refresher. Yeah, I try not to ever turn down advice when I can get it, because, you know, you don't know when that advice could soon die out, and there's no one else to pass along the knowledge, especially when it comes from the elders. But I'll let you enjoy that Slotsky's, and I hope it's a nice, warm, hot, tasty cinnamon bun or whatever it is you're going to be eating, and I hope you enjoy it. And I'm going to log in on QRZ here and check everybody out. And I hope you have a blessed day and enjoy the QSO. KQ4BG, and I'll say 7-3 to you.
Enjoy what's left of the year. It's almost over. And Happy New Year to you when it rolls over. Good talking to you. W4DJW Clear.
Good call. This is KI4DOS Gary. I call the 2-meter net on Wednesday nights, and I have a swap net on there. I don't know if you've listened to it or not.
4 Bravo Golf Echo. All right. I think I caught your name is Gary. This is Donnie. And I just put this repeater in last night, so I haven't quite had a chance to monitor too much. I done it quite late last night and went to bed and just figured I'd try it out this morning. How are you?
Well, I live over in Easley. And like I said, I call the net at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights, and I've got a swap net. Just caught the tail end of that. I've got a couple of tuners on there if you're interested in those. And some other stuff, I don't know. You know, with a KQ call, you're just getting started, so I understand the dilemma. But if there's any way that I can help, you can look me up on QRZ. I'm good. My email address is good on that. And like I said, I'm up on there every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock unless something comes up that I can't foresee in the future. Over.
I'm actually logging these other gentlemen in my QRZ right now, and I'll get you logged in. I just want to make sure I got this right. KI4DOS, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra.
That's it. I call it Donkey on Skates.
Hilarious. I like that one. And, yeah, where did you say you had your tuners posted at?
On the BRARS.cc website yet, but I'm going to try to get that done today. But I've got a couple of them here that are for sale from different people. So You know, if you're interested, yeah, that's a good place to listen to. I go through it every Wednesday night. And if you've got something that you want to buy or sell or trade or something you're looking for, if you let me know, I can I'll put it on the swap net as well.
It's Wednesday night. What time do you call that net?
We call it, somebody calls it every night at 9 p.m. I just call it on Wednesdays. Dave, that you were talking to, W4DJW, he is our net manager, and he tries to keep everything going and takes care of all the reports that get sent on up the line. And the 146.610 net is the longest running 2-meter net in the country. Just to give you a little history on it, and some of our elders that have passed away started it a while back, and it's been going on ever since. And we have a good time with it each night. Got a different net controller each night, so you don't have to listen to the same person every day. I just happened to be one on Wednesday night. I've been calling it on Wednesday night for 18, 19 years now. A long time. But I enjoy it.
I hope the torch keeps getting passed on, because that's pretty awesome to be the longest running net. That is an achievement that's worth the recognition. And just to be double sure, it's 9 or 9:30 that y'all call that net.
2100.
All righty, I got that jotted down here on my notepad, and I'll definitely have to be giving that a check. And see, yeah, I might hit you up about the tuner, because I could definitely use one. I don't have a way in the ton of funds right now, but hopefully in the near future, if I can get some freed up, I'll definitely be looking to get some. Because I could definitely use the equipment.
I start out that way, you know. Start out small and grow big. My first radio was a Radio Shack HTX-202 by HT. And my father-in-law gave that to me. He was, before he passed away, he was WB4YUO. And then my brother-in-law, KD4JDW, passed away, and I got some of his equipment, got my father-in-law's equipment, and there's a bunch that I did not buy, but I bought a bunch as well. So you never know where it's going to come from.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that's one thing I liked about this ham community. When I first got started, like I say, a gentleman's been letting me borrow his power supply, and I mean, he said, here's this, borrow it, go get your stuff, return it, and he smacked me on the hind end and said, get to operating. And I tell you, it's the ham radio community has been an awesome community, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Half as much as I do, you will have a wonderful, wonderful time. I won't keep you. I just thought I'd throw that out. I heard y'all talking, and I was sitting here in the ham shack, turned the radio on, and just got the tail end of it. But like I said, come in and join us on the net if you can. We'd love to have you. And like I said, Dave does a good job of keeping the net going. But I'll let you go, Donnie, and give me your call one more time. I got KQ4, and I missed the rest of it. I didn't write it down, but I'll write it down so I'll remember it next time. KI4DOS.
Call sign is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and hope it's nice and productive and the weather stays good. And I enjoyed the QSO, and can't wait to do it again. And name's Donnie again. So KI4DOS, I'll tell you 73, KQ4BGE, clear. Happy New Year.
And we will talk again. And like I said, come in and join the net if you can. We'd love to have you. And if you need any help, like Dave said, get in touch with me and I'll see what I can do to help you as well. KQ4BGE, KI4DOS.